We turn our attention now to the book for review, and I'm joined by Dan Seven. You'll be in heaven with this book, won't you, Dan?
Look, Lynn, I have to say that when this book arrived in the mail, I thought that it had actually not hit the sweet spot perfectly of all of my interests, so much so that I find it hard to be objective about it, really, because it covers cinema and going to the cinema and the magic of cinemas and New Zealand social history, New Zealand urban and rural history, architecture, all of it. I was absolutely in heaven. The book is called The Celluloid Circus. It's by Wayne Brittenden, the journalist, and it's a real labour of love for Wayne, I think, because his father, Cedric, was one of the great theatre managers in New Zealand. He was a long-standing employee of the Carriage Organisation. He started at the Roxy in Dunedin.
And he references his dad through here,
doesn't absolutely. He? Yeah. And I think he spent a long time in the early 70s, while his father was still with us, interviewing him and recording stories about the good old days, hoping to write a book like this. But it's taken quite a long time for it to all come together for him. But I'm so glad that he has, because these stories are fabulous stories, not just of his dad's, but he's gone around the country and interviewed old theatre managers, projectionists, usherettes, everybody, and there are some absolutely gorgeous stories to be told in the book.
No surprise that the Bob Carriage is truly prominent, but there are others there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a really good detailed history of the cinema exhibition industry in the Golden Age from sort of 1925 to 1970. Of course, New Zealand was pretty much divided up into carriage cinemas and amalgamated cinemas. The carriage cinemas, which were run by the legend Robert Carriage, and they were often converted music hall theatres with big stages and big grand ornate entranceways. Amalgamated were often a little bit more prosaic, a little bit more down to earth, but most towns would have had a carriage cinema and an amalgamated cinema. Amalgamated, I think, deserves a book of its own in some respects, because the Moodaby family that ran Amalgamated Cinemas, owned and ran Amalgamated Cinemas, and also ran 20th Century Fox Distribution in New Zealand for nearly 50 years, they're still intricately connected with the New Zealand cinema industry. Joe Moodaby still programs Sky City Cinemas, and so that family connection going back to the 1930s is still alive today.
This book is so richly illustrated, isn't it?
It's absolutely
fabulous.
It is. Yeah. And it's one of those that no one's going to get this off me, this book. This is going to this is going to stay with. This is not going to become a second-hand Christmas present, because every time somebody comes around to my house or I want to just open it up and say, look, have you seen this? Some of these places still exist, some of them don't. I've it's fallen open in front of me at a picture of the frontage of the King's Cinema on Dixon Street in Wellington, which was demolished long before I got to Wellington, but you can see whereabouts it would have been located, and you can see what a fabulous sort of wedding cake architecture there is front of it, and you think, well, we've lost so much. Many are still around. Many have been converted to other uses. There's the old Ascot Cinema in Newtown in Wellington on the corner of the street where I live is apartments. The building's still there. And in fact, I went to a party at one flat there and the master bedroom still has the proscenium arch above the bed. So, you know, some of them are still around. Not all of them still running as cinemas, unfortunately, but places like the Victoria in Devonport, people are still trying to bring back to life.
Oh, it's fallen in front of me at the chocolate raisins and chocolate peanuts and Jaffers. I don't know what that says about me, but it's very rich. I mean, as you say, it is a social history too.
Yeah,
so this
absolutely.
Is far more about even just the, you know, the personalities and the buildings. It's any association.
It's about New Zealand in that mid period of the 20th century, from say 1925 to 1970, before television and home video and all of the modern distractions that we have. When the cinema in your town was the cathedral, it was, you know, more people went to the cinema than went to church, and the programs would have changed twice a week. I would like to say that in terms of the illustrations, Wayne has done really well here, because he's actually managed to get into the Carriage archives for the first time. So many of these photographs haven't been seen in public or in print for at all before. So even if you think you've seen some of these, you won't have seen these in this book.
Some of those posters, I mean, they've got the Gone with the Wind, which is, you know, which everybody will know, but some of them far less well known. And they're rather beautiful, aren't they, those posters?
Absolutely. And it's
even the airbrushed rubbish we get today.
Exactly. And the book does a fantastic job of honouring those people at the who promoted those films, because that was the role of the manager in those days. It wasn't just stock taking the candy bar and rostering the usherettes. There were a real sense of showmanship about their role in the community, and I think we miss that nowadays.
An unobjective but absolutely enthusiastic review from Dan Slevin. This is The Celluloid Circus, the heyday of the New Zealand Picture Theatre by Wayne Brittenden. It's published by Godwit, $49.99.